joined by Riazat Butt, who's at a noisy St Mary's College in Twickenham. Give us a sense of what's happening.
Okay, there are loads and loads of kids. Michael Gove is here. Police outriders are here. The Pope is just pulling up in his car. Modest screams at the moment. I wouldn't say they're going as crazy as they did yesterday in Glasgow or Edinburgh. But there is a definite sense of excitement. That might have something to do with the sniper on the roof or the helicopter that's flying overhead. We've got some kids running to the front trying to get a glimpse, which is a bit difficult because they're really small and all the adults are in the front row. So these poor kids who have been here for hours and been security tech can't even get a glimpse of the Pope because the grown-ups are getting in the way. Right, well, I'm really small as well, so I can't really see that much. Has he come out of the car? Yeah.
Have the protesters disrupted the proceedings this morning?
No, I mean, they're very, very well-behaved protesters. They're behind crash barriers. The police are there. They're keeping an eye on them. They've got some really, really interesting placards, though, so I'm sure the Pope will have seen some of those and maybe raised an eyebrow as he drove past very slowly.
Okay, I'm just watching the Pope get out of the car on the telly in the office. So is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, I'm seeing the backs of people's heads, and these kids are now climbing on benches to try and get a look at him. Because they're not having much luck at the moment, and they're kind of like scampering around in this little penned area. So, I mean, you can probably see a lot more than I'm seeing. So.
But they've been there for hours, sort of being entertained by choirs and so on. What's...
No, they've just been standing outside. Sometimes they were sitting on the floor eating their sandwiches. They had to go through very rigorous security. They were having their bags checked and they were going through metal detectors because obviously, you know, kids carry lethal weapons with them at all times. So they have been very patient and, you know, but they've been hanging around quite a lot, and that probably isn't that much fun if you're a kid and you've got nothing to do.
Okay, well, I've just seen him on the telly shake hands with Vince Cable and Michael Gove.
Yeah.
He now seems to be talking to one of the school principals. Anyway, what's going on around you?
What's going on around me is pictures being taken, flags being waved. Like I said, it feels a little bit muted. There's a little bit of a cheer going up. I think they tried to do a Mexican wave. I saw them practicing a Mexican wave earlier in one of the parts of the college. So they might do that in the sports arena. That could be quite good fun. Lots of men in dresses heading towards the chapel. He's going to go inside. He's going to do a bit of praying, and then I think he's going to come back and shake some hands and bless the flesh.
Okay, thanks a lot, Riazat.
That's okay. Bye.